Thursday, March 2nd, 1837. Friday, Shenley. The three boys, Woodhouse, Brand and Peel, left the workhouse about 6 o'clock this morning. But for what cause? Unknown. This is the third time. Monday, Shenley. The Reverend Mr. Newcombe was at the workhouse this morning and wished to know if the woman, Giltrow, who has been an inmate of the workhouse some years, would be allowed outdoor relief. I said I was not able to answer the question. The three boys had not returned. All the rest as usual. Chipping Barnet. Old Ned Hull, with whom I have had more trouble to maintain proper discipline than any other man in the house, having struck another inmate this afternoon, contrary to the rules and orders, I was telling the impropriety of such conduct and that I should report him to the board when he made use of the most horrid and abusive language and said he cared for none of them, for which I pulled his nose, sent him to bed, and kept him the following day without his dinner. He smelt very strong of tobacco, having been down the garden smoking, unknown to me. I hope the board will be pleased to order him some little punishment for such conduct, example being the only means to obtain proper order with such refractory paupers. Tuesday, Chipping Barnet. About 12 o'clock the forenoon, Mr. Frost, Constable of Finchley, brought back two of the runaway boys, Woodhouse and Brand, the boy Peel having gone to London. They went away on Friday and was brought home on Tuesday with 8 shillings expenses. I have them locked up, but have not punished them in any other way till further orders. The boy Brand, by means of a brick, has erased the BU on the buttons of his union clothing. Thursday, March 9th, 1837. Saturday, Shenley. Mrs. Ward of Green Street, with whom the girl Williams went to live about 6 months back, called on the matron a few days ago to say she would have no further occasion for her service after the 25th of March. Sunday, Chipping Barnet. Attended at the new workhouse this afternoon to admit none without orders from the guardians to view the new house. Wednesday, Chipping Barnet. The man Weatherby, still confined to his bed. Paul Peart, in a very poor way, and the boy Woodhouse, laid up with his old complaint, a bad leg. The man Hull and all the other inmates, very orderly this week. Thursday, March 16th, 1837. Friday, East Barnet. Sick inmates, much the same. The others behave tolerable orderly, this being pudding day. The matron was obliged to send one of the men to Barnet for the suet, though the contractor has had the order in a house a week. The dinner was 2 hours behind. Monday, Shenley. Edward and Emma Shepherd, the two Chipping Barnet casualty children belonging to Bayford, was removed to their proper settlement this morning by order of the board. Thursday, Chipping Barnet. The medical officer recommends 1 pint of beer to be given daily to Thomas Smith, the blind man, the same to Paul Peart. Tuesday, East Barnet. Mary Cooper, aged 21, pauper of Hadley, was discharged from East Barnet house this day at her own request. Thursday, March 30th, 1837. Friday, Shenley. Elizabeth Williams, aged 14, pauper of South Mimms, was admitted in Shenley Workhouse on Friday the 31st of March, having received 1 month's notice from Mrs. Ward of Green Street, with whom she went to live. Sunday, Chipping Barnet. I did not send the inmates to church on Sunday, in consequence of their clothing being so very indifferent, being advised to do so. Monday, the matron of East Barnet sent word this morning that the girl, Anne Grey, was going to the hospital the following day and wished me to send her a new pair of black stockings, which was sent accordingly.